Welcome to the Victory Family Church podcast. Thanks for joining us today. For sermon notes and videos related to this message, please visit media@victory.com.
Good morning, church. How are we this morning? I hope you're ready. God's here. How do you know that, Pastor Chris? I was just talking to him backstage. I was, man. He says, I'm looking forward to a great service today. Man, I count it a privilege and an honor to be able to share with you this morning. I want to first and all thank Pastor John Michelle for giving me the honor to impart into you today. And we're going to have a great time in the Lord. Amen? Amen. This is going to be a good day. I'm your care pastor here at Victory, and I'm also your spiritual hub pastor. So, a lot of people don't know a whole lot about me. But I'm also a business owner. I've been mowing lawns for 43 years. 43 years. And I started a lawn mowing business. And then I started a landscaping business out of that. We added an excavating business. And then I bought an old farm and we turned it into a garden center and a nursery. So God has been very good to us. And we're experiencing our 30 years in business this year. Praise God. Praise God. Give him a hand. He has been so good to me and my family. He's been so good to me. And man, I can't wait. You know, so in 30 years, I've learned a thing or two about how things grow and about planning. You would say, well, I hope so, Pastor Chris, in 30 years. But in what we're going to share with you today, it's going to tie right into, you know, landscaping, care, pruning, things like that, how things grow. So I've shared this message many, many times out on the mission field. And I actually shared it with the staff this summer, and Pastor John happened to be there, and he said, I'd like for you to share that with the congregation. So, I got enough word and enough information down in here for about three series, okay? So what I need you to do is grab those seatbelts. There's seatbelts right alongside your seats there. Put them on, strap them in, and let's get rolling, okay? So, if you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to one of the most beautiful passages in the Word of God that describes our relationship with our Heavenly Father. It's one of my favorite passages. It's found in John chapter 15. If you don't have your Bibles or you're not looking it up on your phone, they're going to have it up behind me on the screen. Let's get right into the Word of God. This is what Jesus is saying about you and I. We're all in this story here today. So you might be coming to church for the first time. You are included in this. And he's speaking to you and I, and he says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that does not bear fruit. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it may bear more fruit. Jump down to verse 4. Abide in me, and I will abide in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, it must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing or no thing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. They gather them up and throw them into the fire and they are burned. Well, we don't want to be there, right? If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given to you. Well, who doesn't love that verse? That's the verse we love, but it is conditional on the verses that precede it. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. All right, we've been talking about a summer of spiritual growth here at the church, and we've been doing it as a staff also. You know, we're talking about how to grow spiritually. And you know, in order for us to grow, in the Bible verse that we just read here in passage in John 15, we are to be producing, always being producing. You and I are to be producing all the time. For in order for us to grow, and in order for us to produce the way God wants us to, we're going to have to stay attached. We're going to have to stay connected to the vine. It's not complicated, okay? We just need to stay attached. So I want to make sure that we're all on the same page. Who's the vine? Come on, I want to hear you, man. You got to participate with me today. Who's the vine? All right, who's the branches? We are. What are we supposed to be doing? Producing fruit, right? Fruit. They will know we are Christians by our fruit. You did better than last night. They did too, but you know, a lot of times people say they will know we are Christians by our love. There's a song written by that. I like that song. But that's just a portion of the fruit. They will know we are Christians by our fruit. Listen, guys, you and I are supposed to be attractive, alluring. People are supposed to be drawn to the Father and drawn to us. I don't know what it is about that guy. I don't know what it is about that girl. But there's just something about them. Just something. And they're drawn to us. Not who we are, but the greater one inside of us. You and I are to be producing fruit. We're to have fruit dangling from us all the time. It's not an option. It's the way God has created us. You know, I believe there's nothing worse than old sourpuss Christian. You know, hi, my name's Chris. I'm sad. I'm sick. I'm broke. Nothing ever goes my way. You want to be a Christian too? Come on, man. Who wants that? They got that all the way around them. That's the way this world is. Come on, you and I are supposed to be set apart. We're just supposed to be different than how this world is. They're looking to you and I to see how we're going to react, what we're going to say, what we're going to do in situations. One of my favorite verses that will come up on the screen is Romans 8:19. It says, all creation, check this out. The whole world is awaiting for the manifestations of the sons and daughters of God to be revealed. You know that's you and I? I said, you know that's you and I? Amen. Come on, man. Come on. They're waiting. They're waiting for the sons and daughters of God to be revealed. They're looking for them in all the wrong places. And if you and I are supposed to look different, we're supposed to look good, man. Looking good, my man. Looking good, my girl. You know, people are supposed to be drawn to us. Okay, you and I have been called to be representatives of the kingdom of God. Ambassadors. We're here, sent here to this world. God has sent us here apart from this world. We're in it, but not of it, to show heaven, show them what heaven's really like. You and I, sons and daughters of God. Heaven's not sad. Heaven's not sick. Heaven's not broke. It's a happy, 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 wealthy place. Amen. Amen. Come on now. And you and I have been called to represent that in this world. They're looking for it. They're searching for it. It's a higher calling. It's a divine calling. Amen. Get it? Divine, vine? Okay, all right, you'll get it. All right. We are to look like the vine who is supporting us. Remember, he's the vine. We're the branches. We're to be producing fruit. We can only produce fruit if we're attached to the vine or connected to the vine. 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man, any woman, any boy or any girl be in Christ Jesus, they are a new creation. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. Well, Pastor Chris, it's the same old in my life. Same old things happening all the time. Same old problems. Well, have you become disconnected or unattached from the vine? It's an indicator. It's a gauge. If things aren't going the way you know they should be, have I become disattached from the vine? Have I got myself way out there somewhere away from the things of God? Galatians 2:20, it says, for you and I, when we accepted Jesus into our hearts, we have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer we who live, but it's the greater one who lives inside us. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, you may see a former Chris Palmer here, and I might look the same as I did before I get saved, but I'm telling you, I'm not the same person. Down on the inside of me is the greater one. I like the distilled version of that verse in Galatians 2:20. Check this out. It says, I've been crucified with Christ, and now I'm enjoying my second existence, which is Christ merely using my body. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody got that? Somebody getting that out there? Listen, it's no longer I who live, but he who lives in me. I'm decreasing so that he can increase. I'm supposed to be looking more like the vine each and every day. I'm divinely attached. We must stay attached to him. We must stay connected to him. It's not an option. It's a must for every Christian. 2 Peter 1:3, it says, "For God has given unto you and I everything that pertains to life and godliness through the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ." We could say it this way, "For in the vine, what flows in from the vine into the branch, he has given unto us everything that pertains to life." Everything that you and I will ever need to do this thing called life. Forget about ministry, forget about church. Whatever we need for life is flowing out of the vine into the branches. Everything that pertains to life and godliness. You know that we can be like God? Anybody? Ephesians 5:1 says that we're to be imitators of God. If I'm connected to the vine and what only flows out of the vine is the life of God, then I should start looking like him. I should start sounding like him. I should start acting like him. The attributes that are coming out of that vine into the branches, I should start being more conformed into his very image. You too. Got to stay connected. How do you stay connected, Pastor Chris? Well, I'm so glad you asked me. I'll give you three areas today, this morning, real quick. One, whether this is your first day of attending Victory Family Church or coming to a church, or you've been coming for 5 days, or you've been coming for 5 years, or you've been here for 20 years, you must find your place in this body. Okay? You have unique gifts, you have unique talents that only you have, and you will complete us, this body, by being involved in this body of Christ. We need you. We need every one of you. We need you to take your place because you complete us. We're not going to be complete without you. And I'm going to go out here and to tell you something. I want you to really listen to this, and this is a strong statement, but I know this to be true because I know what my life like was before I started serving and getting involved in the church. You will never be satisfied. You'll never be complete. You'll never be happy, happy, happy. And you'll never be fulfilled until you find your place, either in this body or another body. But you're a Christian, and you're a member of the body of Christ, and you need to be involved in the body somewhere. You'll be fulfilled. You'll be charged. I don't have the time. Oh, yes, you do. We all have the same amount of time. I don't know where I'd fit in. Just get involved. We'll help you with that. You got to find your place in his body. My old friend, Bob Dylan, he said it this way. Everybody's got to serve somebody. Everybody's got to serve. Everybody's got to serve somebody. Now, come on. My old friend, Bob. You tell me you can't make a joyful noise to the Lord? Come on now. He might have been able to write some stuff, but that dude cannot sing, man. Get yourself in a small group. It's how you stay connected. This is how you stay attached. Get yourself in a small group. We have small groups for every make and model. Whether you're into activities, whether you're into spiritual growth or Bible studies, you're into going out and eating, whether you're whatever you want to do. I started one to ride motorcycles with the people in this church. And also do faith life training, and I do life. In a small group, here's what happens to you. Oh, it's such a big church. I don't know where I'd fit in. I don't know how you'd ever even know or recognize me. That's what small groups do. Small groups, we believe, takes a big church like ours and makes it more intimate, makes it more of a smaller atmosphere. In a small group of 15 and 20 people, we're going to know you. We're going to connect with you. We're going to find things out about you that we can't find out in the main service. We're going to be able to protect you. When things go wrong in your life, when you're missing, and we haven't seen you for a week, somebody's going to reach out to you. We care about you. We're here for you. That's hard to do in a main service when we're coming in and out with 3,000 people. And more importantly, we connect with you to help you find your next step. For everyone has a next step. We're all to be growing. Anything living continues to grow. I have next steps. You have next steps. Small groups helps you with that. Get involved with a small group. We'll help you if you need help. And one thing we're very excited about coming up here is Monday Night Grow. Monday Night Grow is going to be on every Monday night throughout the school year. We're going to have growth classes and small groups for every level. So you could either just be starting your walk with God, or you can be walking with God for a long time. Anywhere in between that, there's going to be classes and groups for you to be able to come here on a Monday night and just grow. And here's the exciting part of it I get to announce tonight, is we're going to have childcare provided. So there's no excuse, okay? You get yourself here. Guys, we're doing everything we can to help you grow spiritually, because it's the utmost importance for you and your families, okay? You are to be growing. You're to be producing fruit. People are to be drawn to you. And in these last days, every day is one day closer to the Lord coming back and taking us out of here. People are searching. People are looking. And you and I are to have the answers. Okay, so important to stay connected and to be a part of the small groups, Monday Night Grow, and serving in this church. Okay, as a care pastor, I'm meeting with people every day, all day long, even out apart from church. And, you know, there's so many people going through stuff, guys. I'm telling you, I mean, there are people going through some serious dilemmas, serious circumstances in their lives. And the first thing that I always try to do is I locate them. I got to locate them and find out. So I listen intently to what they're saying. And then I observe, have they been to church for a while? Are they connected in a small group? Are they serving anywhere? And the number one thing that I observe, listen to this, the number one thing, people become disattached or disconnected from the vine, disconnected from the church. It's the exact opposite of what we're to be doing. When you're going through something, don't run away from the church. Run into this church. We have ministries. We have people here that are chomping at the bit to help you, that have already been through whatever you're going through. And that's why this church exists. It's why every church should exist, is to help people, get them up out of the ditch, say, you're going to make it. We're going to encourage you. We're going to exhort you. Better days are ahead. This too shall soon pass, and you're going to make it. Come on now. Come on. That's what church is all about. Come on. God has called us to produce fruit. The number one goal of our enemy, and whether you believe you have an enemy or you don't, whether the world recognizes it or not, there's an enemy out to steal, kill, and destroy you and your family. And his number one modus of operation is separation and isolation. With me and with you. I'm not exempt. His goal is to separate you and isolate you from God's plan and purpose for your life, to isolate you and separate you from the things of God and from the family of God and from the church of God. And if you will allow it to go unchecked, if you will not stay attached, if you will not do anything about it, here's what will happen. He'll get you stuck in a room of your house, over in a corner somewhere, all curled up with your thumb in your mouth, saying, no one cares about me. No one knows what I'm going through. No one could possibly have gone through the things I'm going through. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Okay? We're all going through stuff. We're all having to navigate life. You get yourself into church. You get yourself in here. You pull yourself up out of that slump. You pull yourself up out of that bed and say, I'm going to church, come hell or high water. I'm getting my fix for the week. You get here. Okay? Amen. Amen. Got to stay connected. You got to stay connected. So I brought you some illustrations. This will, I hope, bring it to light to you. This branch, now I took my good grapevine branches and I cut them off for you people this morning. This branch disconnected for 2 months. Look at it. Doesn't look attractive to me, does it to you? Look at it. Hard, brittle, dried up. We don't want to be like that, do we? Come on, man. Separated for 2 months. This one, believe it or not, this vine I cut off last night. And look it, one day separated from the vine, wilting. I'm sad. I've been disconnected. The group, the fruit, the leaves are starting to wilt. They're starting to look oh so lonely, sad, not so attractive. Could have been, but they've been separated. This one, now look at this bad boy. I took this one off this morning. Look at that. Fruit abounding. Look at those grapes. Poor grapes are never going to get to turn purple now. But look at that. Don't look good? Come on, man. Look at that. Green leaves, fruit, all kinds of fruit producing. It was just attached to the vine this morning. So where are you at? I haven't been to church for a couple months. You know, I come Easter, Christmas. Voila. Now, you know, Pastor Chris, we love you, man. We love you. We care about you. That's why I'm bringing this to light here. You say, this one, maybe you, I went on vacation, but I didn't come back. And I missed a month. I know what it's like. I know. I've been there. And you miss a couple weeks and it turns into a month and, you know, you find yourself separated and things of the world start looking, alluring you. You got to stay attached. You got to stay connected. Find out where you're at. It's an indicator. So when you and I stay attached to the vine, here's what God says will happen to you and I. This is what he says you and I will look like. They're going to put up one of my favorite scriptures as a gardener, as a landscaper. Jeremiah 17:8. When we're connected, when we're attached to the vine, this is what God says you and I will look like. You shall be like a tree planted along the water. If and or when a drought comes, because droughts are coming to all of us. We live in this world. As long as we're on this side, there will be a drought coming. Oh, you'll experience one if you haven't yet. But it will have no effect on you and I. Our leaves will stay green. We'll be looking good. We never lose our foliage. We stay strong. We stay healthy. And we produce much fruit. All God's promises are yes and amen. Amen. That's your promise. Who wouldn't want that? People are drawn to the fruit. It's not us. It's the greater one on the inside of us. If we are attached or we're connected, we look good. We're of use. We're usable. We're desirable. If we're unattached or disconnected, we're dried up, not usable, brittle. What's the fruit we are to be producing? I'm glad you asked that too. Galatians 5:22-23. We said they will know we are Christians by our fruit. So the world's looking to you and I, and this is the fruit that should be dangling from you and I. This is our fruit. Galatians 5:22-23. They're going to put it up there for you. Love. Love should be dangling from you and I. Joy should be dangling from you and I. Peace. Who can't use a little more peace in their life? Patience. Did you hear Jer say amen? I'm working on patience. That's the fruit I'm working on, okay? Jer, did you say that? All right. Patience. Kindness should be dangling from us. Goodness. Faithfulness. Gentleness. And self-control. Boy, would people be drawn to this church and drawn to your houses and drawn to you at the ball games and drawn to you at the grocery store if all these fruit were dangling from you. And it is possible when you stay attached and connected to the vine. This is what's in the vine. This is all that's in the vine. It's the fruit of the Spirit of God. It's who he is. So we learned that we have to stay attached. We have to stay connected. We're going to transition now into, you know, the pruning part. Stay with me. Our family, my family, you know, I've planted thousands of trees and bushes on our property, on our farm. We grow apples, peaches, pears, plums, Red raspberries, black raspberries, blueberries, and strawberries and grapes. You could say the Palmers are definitely fruity. Bunch of Fruit Loops. We love our fruit. But how many of you, I know you all have driven by an orchard at one time or another in your life? An old orchard that you haven't seen, anybody hasn't maintained it for a while. It's kind of been left on its own. All the trees are grown together, all gnarly looking, overgrown. You've all seen those, right? How about, have you ever been a hike out in the woods and you've seen raspberry, wild raspberry bushes, and it's got some fruit on there, but they're all gnarly. You can't even get through to pick at them. How about grapes, a grapevine? Listen, guys, a grapevine, a healthy grapevine that's attached to the vine, if left unchecked or left unpruned, it'll wiggle its way around. Now, we're talking about us, but I'm using an illustration. A grapevine left unchecked for a while will attach itself to another shrub or another tree, wrap itself around that person, and it'll choke and hinder that person. Can actually kill it. But it's attached to the vine, Pastor Chris. It's green. It's attached. We must be pruned. We must allow ourselves to be pruned. How about an orchard that hasn't been pruned? Oh, it might look like the leaves are green, but the fruit will be very puny, sickly looking, not desirable, not good for use. So, I want to introduce you to my little friend. Look at that bad boy. Titanium. Loppers. Pastor Chris's own loppers. Jared's not allowed to touch them. My kids aren't allowed to use this. Look at that rubber-mounted handles on it, man. These are special. Man, sharp. Well, man, cut your finger right off. I'm pruning all the time. In my house, on our farm, I'm pruning. I pruned yesterday before I preached. I'll be probably pruning something today. I'm pruning all the time. Pruning has got such a bad rap over the years. And it's, people think, oh, it's painful. Oh, I'm going to be asked to do something I don't want to do, or I'm going to have to give something up. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Pruning is for your good. Say good. Pruning is for your benefit. Say my benefit. Pruning is something I look forward to it. I look forward to doing it, and I look forward to being pruned. Because when I'm pruned, I'm producing more fruit, the Bible says. When I'm allow myself to be pruned, God is able to produce larger fruit in me. Painful? Nah. I want to be tweaked and turned and twisted. I want to be pruned. I want unnecessary things that are attached to me gone so that I'm able to be and do everything that God's called me to do and to be. How about you? You cannot bypass being pruned. John 15:2, that verse, we'll put it back up there again. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. Pruning makes us stronger. Pruning makes us produce more fruit. Sometimes, guys, sometimes, this is the good branch. Now, people don't teach on this a whole lot, but sometimes we're not only called to go in and prune the dead out. We know the dead, it looks bad. We don't want that attached, right? Get rid of that dead. Sometimes, though, God is saying, I'm going to prune some of that green off there. Oh, it may look good. It may not be bad at all. In fact, it's not bad for you at all. But what it's doing, it's taking away from what I've called you to be and to do. If you're left undone, or you left unchecked, or if you're left unpruned for a long period of time, you'll get wild. There'll be stringers coming off of you. There'll be leaders coming off you. This world will try to attach itself to you in many ways, shapes, or forms. And it may look good, and it may not do you harm, but it's taken away from what God's called us to do and to be. They're distractions. We want to prune them off of there. I don't know about you, but see, here's what happens. I know this to be true, because I'm a landscaper. When I prune even the good off, all the nutrients, I can only do so many things. I can only be so many places. I can only minister to so many people. But I want all the resources from that vine going to where God wants them to be so that my fruit is, if I prune all this stuff off of here, even some of the good stuff, all those nutrients are going into the grapes, into the fruit, and I'm producing much fruit for His glory. That's what gives God glory. Now listen to me. It's so important that when I go out pruning, and we prune our apple trees, and we prune our plums and the grapes vines, the Bible says, and we know this to be true in the natural, I'm not to leave all these clippings laying around my fruit trees and around the grapevine. Why? Because they draw insects. They rot. They're disattached from the vine. There's no life in them. There's nothing good that can come out of those clippings. The Bible says, and we know this to be true in the natural, we're to gather all these things up, get them as far away from the branch and the trees as we can, and we're to go burn them. Why? Those things will try to reattach themselves to you. And here I'm going to make a strong statement, but you can handle it. Where's it at? Be careful. You be careful. I'm to be careful of hanging around spiritually dead people all the time. They will have an effect on your fruit. They will have an effect on how you're producing. Now, I'm not going to tell you where to hang out. I'm not going to tell you where you can go and where you can't go. But I'd be very cautious hanging around spiritually dead people all the time. Well, aren't we supposed to be? Well, you can be a witness to them. Doesn't mean hanging out with them. Doesn't mean that they're attached to you. You show them what heaven's really like. You represent the Lord Jesus Christ. And then you say, next. You don't have to hang out with them all the time. They'll have an effect on you, I'm telling you. So how's a Christian get pruned? By the Word of God and by the precious Holy Spirit. Only two things. Only two things. How do you get pruned? How will I get pruned? By being in the Word of God. For in the Word of God contains everything that pertains to life and godliness. In this Word of God tells you who you are, what you have, what you can do. Without the Word of God, you wouldn't even know there is a Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit and the Word of God are not only to be our pruners and our trimmers, but they're to be our guide, our coach, our advocate, our leader, our teacher. God corrects us, God prunes us, and He helps us to produce much fruit when we're attached from the Word of God. And so many people want to bypass the Word of God. You cannot bypass the Word of God and stay connected and produce fruit. It will not happen. I don't want to be like, I can't read the Word of God, it doesn't mean anything to me. Baloney. You're attached to the vine. You ask Jesus in your heart. Quit making those confessions. Quit saying what you don't want. Say, when you open up the Word of God, Lord, I know you're going to teach me something today. I want you to prune me and prune me good. For I know that when you prune me, nothing bad's going to happen because you're a good God. I sing you're a good God every Sunday, but I really believe you're a good God. And God, I believe that it's going to be for my benefit. And I'm going to produce much fruit for the kingdom of God. I'm going to represent you well, Lord God. Thank you for revealing yourself to me today. Try that on for size. If you find yourself disconnected or unattached, God has made provision for that also. Okay? So maybe you've been walking with God, you accepted God in your life, but now you feel like you're disattached or you're disconnected. God has made a way for that also. So, you guys ever hear of engrafting? If you feel like you're separated or you've become disconnected, God will allow Himself to be opened up. Remember Saturday Night Live? Remember that lady used to do the cooking thing? She'd jab her finger and blood would fly everywhere, you know? Ain't gonna happen today, man. Jerry would be mad if I got this shirt red. But you take and you open this up, you take a pruning tool, you open up the vine. God will open up Himself and He'll insert you into the vine if you allow, and you become connected again. You become attached again. At one time, you and I were all disconnected, all were unattached, and he engrafted you and I into his family, into the body of Christ. So if you're disconnected this morning, no big thing. God's saying, I'm open to you today. You get yourself connected back into me. You allow me to engraft you back in to the body. Amen? You have to stay connected, guys. It's not complicated. You have to stay connected. And if you do that, and when you do that, here we go. We've been talking all this time, for this is what will happen to you and I. When you and I are connected to the vine, everything in that vine, all that God is, flows into the branches. The very life that is in the vine now flows into the branches, and I'm starting to look like him. I'm starting to act like him. I'm starting to talk like him. I'm being more conformed into his very likeness. The very life that is in the vine is now flowing into this branch, me. And I'm being more conformed into his likeness. The very DNA that is in the vine is now flowing into the branch. No, you ain't got it yet. You ain't got it yet. Listen to me. Listen to me. In the vine, who's the vine? He's not in cahoots with the devil. Only good, only life, only healing, only deliverance flow from the vine. When you and I are connected to that vine, that flows into you and I. All that God is and ever will be and has been is now you and I. Oh, I get so excited about that. Maybe you need to go pruning for a little while or something. I don't know. The very life of God dwells inside this branch. It dissolves sickness, disease, growths, and tumors. The very life of God dwells inside my branch. It dissolves viruses, blockages, can no longer stay in this branch, for the very life of God is flowing into this branch. And I'm producing much fruit for his glory. Yeah, but I don't feel like that. Hey, who goes by their feelings? We're Christians. You start confessing that. You start saying that. And then you back it up by being attached to him in his word, listening to the precious Holy Spirit. And it won't be long. I don't care where you're at in your walk before you're producing fruit. And people will be drawn to you. And there's no life that's greater than that living on this earth. Amen. And for people to be drawn to you and say, it's Chris Palmer, man. I used to be, but now I'm pointing it all, giving God all the glory and honor. Amen? Amen. Did you guys receive something this morning? Amen. I hope you did. That's the most important part. Will you please bow your head and close your eyes for me? No one looking around. No one's going to call anyone out here. No one's going to embarrass anybody. We've done everything up until this point. We prayed all week long that you would be here. And now we're saying to you, if you've never been connected to the vine, today is your day. If you find yourself, you were connected at one time and you now become disconnected, today is your day. God has brought you here. He's prepared this message. And he's spoken to you to say, I love you, my child. And I want you to be attached to me. I want you to get reconnected. Jesus turns no one away. It doesn't matter what you've done or what you didn't do or what you should have done. He's saying, I'm opening myself up to you right now, my child. And I want to insert you into myself. He loves you that much. There's salvation in the vine. There's deliverance in the vine. There's healing in the vine. There's substance in the vine. Everything, I mean everything that you and I will ever need is found in that vine. Are you attached today? It's not complicated. Don't go another minute without being attached to the one who's given his life for you. You don't have to pay for it. You don't have to work for it. You don't have to struggle for it. You receive it by faith. Yes, Lord, I want that. That's all. He's made it that simple. So I'm going to pray for you, and the whole church is going to pray together with you because we want to encourage you. If you've never connected yourself to Jesus, you've never been connected to the vine, or you become disattached, disconnected, I'm going to ask you to do something very, very simple. This is an act of faith. No one's looking around. No one's going to know except you, me, and God. And I want to know how many people I'm praying for. I'm going to ask you right now, raise up your hand and we're going to pray and you're going to be attached. Oh yeah. I see hands. I see hands everywhere. Yep. Today is your day. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to be connected to the vine. Today is the day of healing. All it requires is faith. Say, yes, I want it, Lord. One more opportunity. Raise that hand up just so I can see who I'm praying for. It's that simple, guys. It's really that simple. Yes, I see your hands. So with every head bowed and every eye closed, you that are already attached to the vine, you be praying with us, okay? Repeat this after me, guys. Father God, we come to you in Jesus' name. We want to receive Jesus. We want to be connected. We want to be attached to you. We want a new start, a new beginning. We want to be new creations. So we ask you to come into our lives, to divinely connect us. And we choose this day to stay attached to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, guys, welcome to the family of God.
Thank you for listening to this teaching from Victory Family Church. We pray that you were blessed by God's word. For additional teaching, resources, and podcasts, as well as information on who we are and our upcoming events, please visit our website, lifeatvictory.com.